Zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
Oh, yes, the Big Buzz State Chili Cook-Off, part of the Arkansas Big Buck Classic. We welcome you back here to the Arkansas State Fairgrounds where they open the gates in 24 minutes, Pat. Oh, you are excited.
Yeah, it's just one of my favorite weekends.
Calm down, big guy. Calm down. I know you're excited. The proceeds from the State Chili Cook-Off go to the Make-A-Wish folks. And you can find out more information about everything going on here this weekend at BigBuckClassic.com. They also have a Facebook page for more information. But bottom line, all you need to know is 1 to 9 today, 9 to 9 tomorrow, 9 to 6 on Sunday, the final day. So take advantage of all the cool things. I mean, there's so much to see and do. You know, and it's empty in here now pretty much. There's a few vendors getting set up, but it will be jam-packed in Barton Coliseum. And Rattlesnake Handlers are setting up. My man Dougie's over there holding court.
He actually has a rattlesnake as a belt. Never seen that before.
Is that not the sickest move ever?
Totally bizarre.
That'd be like if all I did was work with you and I had a belt made out of you. That would be cool.
Human skin belt?
Well, if you work with humans, you should.
That's a good point.
I mean, you let them know who's boss. That's why he's got the snake belt.
I'll talk to Hogwalla about that. He may be able to.
he said the last thing to get out of line, I made a belt out of him. What's that?
The belt store called. They're running out of you.
Exactly. You know, Matty T, I've always thought about making a suit out of human skin. What do you think?
No, you haven't. I'm gonna call bull crap on that.
You call Bill crap? Buffalo Bill?
You stole that idea from somebody else.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in a movie once. I can't remember what it was called. Zone Rewind brought to you by Kevin Wilson and Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You know, they're doing 20% off MSRP on 2014s. Don't miss out on the huge blowout sale. I called him and said, hey, can I borrow a vehicle to take down to New Orleans?
Did he say no again?
You know what he said? He goes, he emailed back and goes, who's going? I'm like, what difference does that make? And I said, do you want to come with us? And he said, I can't. I have to work this weekend. See, he's a hardworking dude. But he never said anything about the car, so I guess I'm not taking one. Anyway, but you can get 20% off of MSRP on 2014s in stock at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Benton. You know, they got over 500 new in stock, marked down and ready to sell, and they've got buyers on the lot to give you the most for your trade. So if you're trying to get rid of a car and buy a new car, I can tell you one thing, it's a hell of a lot easier than it is buying a house and selling a house.
True that.
So, and if you want a great deal on it, go by and see them. It is a quick transaction, an easy transaction, and you're going to get more for your money than anywhere else. 501-316-4400 or online at LandersChrysler.com in Benton, Arkansas. Give it to me!
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Well, Matty T, why don't you just drive out here to Barton Coliseum and kick me in the groin to start off the Zone Rewind? Can't? Fine. Then let's go back to the NFC Championship game. I guess that would be about the same thing.
Here's the snap. Wilson looking, lots of deep over the middle, over the shoulder, catch is made, touchdown, game over. Jermaine Pearce scored on the touchdown, and this championship game goes to Seattle.
Oddly enough, maybe it's ironic, perhaps coincidental, that the man's name is Curse, because that's all I wanted to do when I saw it take place. And in fact, I may have lobbed a couple of the TV.
You're not snake bit, you cursed.
Well, no, I wanted to curse at Curse, and I felt cursed. You're right. On the other side, deflate your balls just right. Gronkowski scores all over your face.
Brady takes a shot, comes down. He looks right for Gronkowski. He throws it for Gronk. Touchdown, Patriots!
He could only slow aircraft carriers down for so long because eventually they do what they want to do.
It should be pointed out that touchdown came in the third quarter with a fully inflated ball. Amazingly, the Patriots were able to effectively move the ball with a fully inflated football. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, it is.
After the NFC Championship game, Doug Baldwin, king of the yappers, came out talking about how there were a lot of people doubting Seattle's chances of going back to the Super Bowl. I don't know any of them. I never heard from anyone who didn't think they had a chance, considering they were a 7.5-point favorite. But so be it. Blather on, Doug Baldwin.
Everybody counted us out. Y'all didn't believe in us. A whole bunch of people thought we weren't going to make it, right? We went 6-4. Oh, that's okay. They got a winning record, but they're not going to go to the playoffs. Remember that? 16-0 at the first half. How many of y'all counted us out? How many of y'all doubted us? It's indicative of our entire season. Y'all don't want to believe in us, it's okay. We ain't got to believe in us because we're going to believe in ourselves. We ain't worried about y'all. We're worried about ourselves. When it was 16-0 at halftime, guess what we said? Don't trip. You don't win the game in the first half, you win the game in the second half. And what we do? We come out and we do what we do. We play Seahawks football. We got an opportunity to do what we love, and we'll see y'all in the Super Bowl.
Boy, I really hate him. All right,
16-0.
He's an idiot. He's not an idiot, though. He got a lot better education than I did, but he's a...
Says who? Well, it's just worth more.
It is worth a lot more.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not really fair. Okay, moving on. Early in the week, and of course you heard the recent comments from TB, but early in the week Tom Brady was singing a little different tune. Hey, Tom, about those deflated balls.
I have no idea. I think I heard it all at this point. Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
Singing a different tune now, aren't you, Tommy boy? What about Jimmy Kimmel? What did he have to say about it?
The matchup for Super Bowl 49 is set. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots take on the defending champs, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. This will be Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl appearance. So the game is on February 1st in Phoenix, Arizona. Idina Menzel from the movie Frozen will sing the national anthem. Katy Perry will perform during halftime. It's the first Super Bowl targeted specifically at seven-year-old girls. The Patriots crushed the Indianapolis Colts. They beat them 45-7. There are reports that the league is investigating New England for allegedly deflating footballs during the game. I guess if you take some of the air out of the football, it gives the offensive team an advantage. Patriots allegedly deflated the balls by, this is weird how they do it, by telling them they were worthless and would never amount to anything. So there were a bunch of press conferences and interviews today. The Patriots are denying it. Tom Brady called the reports ridiculous. Coach Bill Belichick was very clear. He said there's no tampering. He said all the needles they have are used strictly for injecting steroids into the players. So that is it. So back off, everybody.
I'll tell you one thing about that national anthem. It is going to be sung by a woman who is absolutely wickedly talented. I can't wait to hear it.
Never gets old.
Wickedly. Early frontrunner, guys, for the most bizarre video of the year in 2015.
You sure about that?
Came from a local bathtub that was occupied by middleweight champion Jermaine Taylor. He, of course, ended his week.
Maybe that's the new thing.
In a
6x6. Why don't you give a press conference from the
bathtub?
On. From tub.
I'd rather give one from the throne. This week's edition of Game of Thrones. As I was saying, Deflategate is real. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Arkansas, I got 24 hours to turn myself in. They say, well, let me get a little off my chest. I know y'all disappointed in me. I'm sorry. If I let anybody down or hurt anybody, you know, I make mistakes too. The Martin Luther King parade, little kids didn't even have no candy. Y'all need to get it together. Had my little girl out there, nobody had no candy. Think y'all can do better with the parade. So if you're disappointed in me, I'm disappointed in you too, because that's Martin Luther King. So get that together too. If you're disappointed in me, what else? That's about it. Please do better next year with the Martin Luther King parade, even if I don't be there to watch it. God forbid. But I haven't missed one yet. Thank God.
You know what they say, guys.
Yeah, but to my fans, I love you. Sorry. You know, if I got to go to jail, I'm going to sit there. But I'm not going to say I have no problem with no drugs to get out of jail. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say I'm a drug addict. I worked too hard for my life to put that in it. All right. I love you, Arkansas. Champ, baby. That boy had no business with us. That's okay. Scratch that part.
Yeah, that part didn't get scratched, unfortunately. You know, when you say edit that out,
yeah,
it doesn't automatically get edited out magically, unfortunately.
Yeah, and also deleting it the next day doesn't mean it's not already all over the internet.
Guys, you know what they say.
Haters
gonna
hate.
If you point your finger at somebody, you get three pointing right back at you.
Well, where's your thumb pointing?
Well, back at the other...
It's pointing up, isn't it?
Well, if you want to, like, it's a gun, sure.
That's how I point.
That's how you point with your thumb straight up. So, I got news for you. Parade. What about yourself?
Yeah.
Come back to me when you clean your act up. All your candy and whatnot.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. I mean, let's focus. What's more important?
Take care. You know,
threatening a family with a gun is fine as long as there's candy at the parade. I think that's the message from that. Look, we don't rebel, nor do we enjoy what is going on with Jermaine right now. And that guy's got way more important issues than boxing or parades right now. So we'll see what shakes out on that. The president's got more important issues than all those things mentioned as well.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate.
He's got ISIL. He's got Republicans. He's got all kinds of people after him.
I tell you what, the Whig Party's coming after.
Oh,
hey, I heard the Whig Party.
Look out, babe. Whig Party's going to make a dent in 2016. Don't count us out.
Anyways, college for everyone.
State of the Union this week. That was my big deal, man. I mean,
Matty T, anything goes. That's the Whig Party.
Here's my thing. You need to pay for your own community college. Sorry, folks. My taxes will not be contributing to that if I have my way. I'm already paying for a high school that my kids don't attend. Do I have to pay for a college that they don't go to, too?
A platform.
Hey, I'm paying for it, too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You don't even have any kids. Exactly. You should really be complaining.
Anything goes. We don't say no. I bet we get elected.
What'd the president say, Matt?
America, for all that we have endured, for all the grit and hard work required to come back, for all the tasks that lie ahead, know this. The shadow of crisis has passed, and the state of the union is strong.
That's the thing. You know what? The crisis is always intact. You're the United States. There's always an issue. There's always a problem. And if we don't have one, we stick our nose in somewhere to create one, or at least join in when we're needed. I mean, they're always in. It's constant conflict. It's like being married. I mean, it's just, it's like this show is what
be
I meant
careful.
To say. That's what I meant to say. It's like this show. We're just constantly arguing. You know, the world is filled with contrarians, Pat.
I think the world's a beautiful place.
Whether they're in Lebanon or Australia, Canada, or Paraguay, there's always going to be contrarians, and there's always going to be fires to snuff out.
What about in the NFL offices?
Well,
definitely.
Well, you know, Congress would never get involved in anything with athletics.
Hmm.
All right, I don't want to hear from Joe Theismann or Russell or Troy or Richard. We've heard everybody talk about Deflategate. I'm over it. What I do want to know is, are there any new products coming out that are going to prevent this from happening in the future? That's the important thing.
You're on your way to the Super Bowl, but does your game still feel a bit flat? Cialis Inflatable helps fill your balls anytime the moment is right. Reach under center with confidence, knowing those balls are full and ready to grab. Before starting Cialis Inflatable, make sure your quarterback actually has balls to inflate. Do not play with deflated balls. Side effects may include inflated ego, swelling or painful sacks, loss of draft picks or hoodie sleeves, and hefty fines. Why let deflated balls hold you back? Give your balls that extra pump for the big game. Ask your equipment manager about Cialis Inflatable and stop cheating.
That's a beautiful example of just how preposterous this whole idea is, and Mark Brunell is such an idiot for crying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you start?
Situation.
Did you start 151 games in the NFL? Because he did. He told me so this morning, in between tears. Sorry,
Mark Brunell. Get a grip on your life, bro. I mean, like Tom says, this isn't ISIS.
Matty, are we watching TV this weekend or not? Because I don't see it on my list of things to do.
Matty, can I get a little Tommy?
It wasn't
going to
on
the
there.
Break?
We did one yesterday, so it's not on the list today.
Well, you know why? It doesn't matter, because I'm going to be jogging all weekend. I'm going to be working out. I'm going to be staying lean and mean, my friend. And how did I get this way, you might ask? It wasn't from working out. It was from calling my friends at New Creations, 791-6795.
To work out, you'd have to sweat, my man.
Well, good point. You're making me nervous, but not that nervous. Alligators are so angry because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
There you go. You finally figured it out.
Melinda Mayo sent me that. And listen, here's the deal. When you brush your teeth, you're going to feel better. And when you lose weight, you're going to feel better. And a lot of people are thinking about it. At least they were until the third week of January. And then they said, screw it, I'm out. You know what? If you want to keep on that diet, you want to keep on that track, you want to lose that weight, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, hit or go! Lose 40 pounds plus, my friends. I've seen people do it. The Pigskin Preacher. How about a former All-American defensive lineman from the University of Arkansas? Ever heard of him, Bruce James?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him. Roger Scott lost 40 pounds.
No, who is he? Never heard of him.
Well, he works on a radio show. But I lost 25 myself, and I've kept it off with New Creations. Learn a lot and get a lot of help along the way. Lose that weight with New Creations. HCG.com right here in The Rock. And I'm telling you, a life-changing experience without a doubt. Speaking of, The Zone is a life-changing experience, at least it changed my life. We'll talk more about the weekend when we return. In the zone, it is the Arkansas Big Buck Classic, presented by Reliance Bank. 25th annual.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce.